So this chapter 18 from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke writes that Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. If we remember from yesterday's reading, or if you just go back into the end of chapter 17, you see what Paul faced when he was in Athens. The center of learning of the Greek philosophical thought, the smartest people in the world were there debating ideas. Paul tried to join that conversation and talk about Christ, and they laughed at him. They scoffed at him. They walked away from him. He faced opposition and resistance. Then he moves from there to Corinth, probably his most successful journey. As we read in his letter to the Corinthians, and as we read the rest of this section of the Acts of the Apostles, we see how, as Jesus talked about the grief and the joy, the grief that Paul probably felt in the opposition in Athens, to the joy he felt, to the success in Corinth. How often in our own lives do we place ourselves in a situation, or we find ourselves in a situation where we are scoffed at, where we are laughed, we're ridiculed, we are rejected, we face opposition? How do we respond to that grief? What is our approach? Let's pray for the grace to be like Paul, to just pick ourselves up and keep going. You know, St. Jose Maria, he says that's what a saint is. A saint is a sinner who keeps getting up. No matter what we face, we move forward in grace. This is what Paul did, and it's what each one of us is called to do. And for our beloved eighth graders, as you're about to leave from Holy Family and go on to whatever's next, take comfort and consolation and some confidence from St. Paul, that as God moves you from one place in your life to the next, he never abandons you. And that like Paul in Athens, you might face some ridicule, some scoffing, some rejection, obstacles in your life. Where you go to next, you might face ridicule, rejection, scoffing. But the Lord never abandons you. The Lord was with Paul every day. Paul was firmly committed to following Christ no matter what. Take that lesson with you. Whatever comes next, never leave Christ. Let him guide you and lead you to the next journey, the next destination. Jesus is clear that our life is full of grief and joy. We can't run from it. Let us embrace it. Let us ask Paul to intercede for us, that we have perseverance and confidence as we continue on this path. Amen.